mediocre males. Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was down there filming, and the boy said, "You're an adult." He said, "Would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter?" And Adam said, "No, I wouldn't like that." And the boy said, "Okay, every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom." And the boy said, "Then why is it allowed?"
I'm fed up, and I know everyone else here is probably fed up with the whole animal thing too. And it's just making it very unsafe. And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school. They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
Oh my gosh.
What is it that they're doing to you guys? What is it? They're scratching you guys?
Yeah, they scratch us, bark us, bite at us, spray us with things, and when we have any altercation, the teachers can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. That actually happened right in my own state, in Utah, and Nebo School District doing nothing about it. And you heard the student. Those are all middle graders out protesting. And it's quite amazing. They'll get suspended for protesting, and nobody will do anything about it. So we'll talk about that more in the hour as well. And right now we've got Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, joining us. And by the way, how are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
Okay. And how are you, Chris Ann Hall?
I am fabulous. In a world of possibilities, it's impossible for me to be less than that.
Well, amen to that. We need some positivity today. It was hard. I've got more on that coming in. I've got more clip to play on that, but it was frustrating and great. And I was grateful to see the kids protesting, knowing they're going to get suspended because no one will do anything from the constant assaults from the furries permitted in the school system. So kind of amazing.
Well, I think it's fabulous. I think the whole thing is fabulous.
Yes,
I don't think why anybody would be depressed about that. I mean, you're teaching kids the importance of standing up for what they believe in.
No, it's great.
You're showing them how to exercise their rights because their parents forgot and their grandparents forgot a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the good news is more and more people are leaving government schools.
Yep.
I mean, that's the best thing that could happen in America is government schools shut down.
By the way, will you remind everybody about your homeschool program?
Oh, yeah. ConnectHomeschool.org. ConnectHomeschool.org. We are building this, so we need you guys to go sign up so we can let you know. Now, my perspective is this, Kate, and I believe you believe as I do, and Uncle Milty as well. Every parent is a homeschool parent. I don't care where you send your school, your kid to school. At the end of the day, when your child becomes an adult, what your child knows falls on the feet of the parents, not on the government. So homeschooling your child or schooling your child at home when they go other places is absolutely something that is an obligation of every parent,
right?
Bottom line.
Right.
And what we are going to do with ConnectHomeschool.org is make it easier. There's no excuse for it today, but there are still so many people that lack the confidence to do it. And so we're going to empower parents to take education back into their own hands with education that they can actually trust. Because we talk to homeschool school parents all the time. And after parents decide they're going to do it, Kate, the first thing they ask is which curriculum?
Yeah.
Well, they ask that because nobody knows how to vet and nobody knows which they can trust. So we're going to build it so that people can trust it.
Amen, sister.
Excellent.
I know we only have you for a short time. So grateful you talked about that, though. We need answers, and that's an answer. There you go. There's a couple of things. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of things. Number one, I want to reference a case, 9-0 Supreme Court, Texas property rights. But I also, we were chuckling, and it's so sad that we had to laugh over this, but the headlines about the Idaho wanted to enforce a ban on letting minors get messed with surgically for gender-affirming care. It's not gender-affirming care. It's screwing up your kid for life, so it's not exactly care. It's mutilation. And they wanted to keep enforcing this. The Supreme Court weighed in, and here are the titles of the article. I knew you'd get a kick out of this. CNN, Supreme Court permits Idaho to enforce ban So, Politico, Supreme Court lifts broad injunction against Idaho's ban. Oh, how nice of them. New York Times, Supreme Court clears way for now, only for now, for Idaho to ban transgender treatment. USA Today, Supreme Court lets Idaho. and NBC News, Supreme Court allows enforcement of Idaho ban. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I mean, it's just one more piece of evidence that the media is actually run by the federal bureaucracy, because the federal bureaucracy wants the American people to believe that we do not have a constitutional republic, that we have an oligarchy that is ruled by a majority of five in the Supreme Court. As if the Supreme Court is the supreme authority in every part of America, state, local, and federal.
Sure.
Right? Those are words of a king.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Those are the words of a ruler, especially when you say things like Supreme Court rules, right? Courts don't issue rulings. Courts issue opinions. Kings issue rulings. And this is just one more step in that. And then we were going to talk about the Texas thing.
Texas, yes.
This is right in line, Kate. Newsweek's headline on this, Supreme Court ruling boosts property rights in Texas. As if the Supreme Court lowers its scepter and actually expands property rights in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Property rights are natural rights.
Right.
They're not government-given, king-given, oligarchy-granted rights. And so it's really, this case is doubly annoying to me. Just by that headline, annoying number one. But what Americans don't realize when they see that headline, Supreme Court ruling boosts property rights in Texas, what this is about is Texas, and if anybody's ever been to Texas, you know this is a forever ongoing thing, has built an interstate. Well, they've made improvements to interstates, and they're constantly working on that.
Right.
So basically, what they did was they made updates and changes to Interstate 10 next to Mr. De Villiers' house. And because of the changes that they made to this interstate, Interstate 10, his house kept flooding, right? His land, his house kept flooding solely because of the interstate changes. Now, what's ironic is if you were building a business, they would have had you create some kind of retention pond, right?
Okay.
So the zoning laws would have made you account for that. But apparently the state didn't have to account for that. And all the rainwater rush off the changed interstate onto his property. So he wants to sue the state of Texas for the taking, which is what we call constructive taking. It would be the states, because of what the state did, they have constructively evicted him because he can no longer live in his house. He can no longer enjoy his property.
Right.
And so he wanted to sue the state for that. Only the state said, no, you can't sue us for that because...
How convenient.
This is part, right, because this is a state thing that we did for the good of the public. So this is where number two annoyance comes in. Remember, number one annoyance is the Supreme Court ruling, you know, gives us more property rights. The second annoying, and probably even more so, is that the Supreme Court did not rule in favor of Mr. De Villiers' suit against the state of Texas. Because maybe somebody think, oh, he won. Now he's going to get this money and they're going to have to pay him for his property. No, no, no. That was not the lawsuit. Mr. De Villiers, if I'm saying that right, had to sue the state of Texas all the way to the Supreme Court for the ability to sue the state of Texas.
How amazing is that?
Wow. This is not the first time, because this is back in 2012, 2014. A family in Bonner County, Idaho, was suing the EPA, the federal EPA, for taking their land based on pretty much the same thing, creating a flood zone by not cleaning out a ditch and then charging them for that, right? So the family in Bonner County, Idaho, sued the Supreme Court and won. But what they won was the right to sue the EPA, or sued to the Supreme Court, and they won the right to sue the EPA. So that means Mr. DeVilliers and the family from Bonner County, Idaho, had to start all over again.
Because they got the go-ahead to sue.
The man in Texas is going to start in the bottom again and sue Texas all the way probably to the Supreme Court. Unless the state of Texas takes this little, you know, hand slap from the Supreme Court as an indication on how they're going to decide the case altogether, and then the state of Texas decides to settle out and pay the man what they owe him.
Amazing.
But the other irony is if a private owner had done this, right? Mm-hmm. So say, oh, I don't know, Donald Trump built a big hotel next to your house, and then all of a sudden, because of the big hotel next to your house, your land is flooding, you wouldn't have to sue for the right to sue him.
Right. No, you're right.
Because that would be your right to sue him. It's a property right infringement.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely ridiculous on the third level that the American people, that our government operates at a higher immunity and a higher authority than a private landowner.
You're right. It's unbelievable. As unbelievable as kids having to protest furries attacking them in school. I feel like I'm living in an insane world. And
you know, I don't think I would tell my son to protest a furry. I think I'd probably just let my son get suspended for beating the heck out of him.
You know, so many people out there listening to this right now be like, yep, I'm with Chrisanne. And I love...
Look, I'm serious. That's how we dealt with bullies when I was a kid.
Right. No, you're right.
You take care of it yourself. Yeah. So what? You spend 3 days in detention. That bully ain't going to bully you no more.
That's so true. Uncle Milty?
Well, that's one of the kids' complaints is that when the furries attack them, they're not allowed to defend themselves.
Yeah. Or they get suspended.
Oh, baloney, you have a natural right to self-defense.
Of course, of course.
Amen, sister. We so appreciate you.
And I'll stand beside my son while he beat the crap out of some furry trying to attack him.
You'd cheer him on. I love it.
I'd be like UFC, man.
Thank you so much.
Tell them to tear their tail off.
Thank you so much. LibertyFirstSociety.com. LibertyFirstSociety.com. Chrisanne, you're a gem. Thank you.
God bless.
All right, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. Hey everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305 record day before compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, and I dance, cat. I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, and I dance, cat. I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, and I dance, cat.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Sorry. Got to compose. Thank you, Chris Ann Hall, for coming on and the kitty cat dance song. Wow. Listening and watching this, we watched some tape on this protest, and it involved so many kids out on the street protesting at a middle school in the state of Utah about furries being allowed to basically attack and spray things in people's eyes, and teachers won't do anything about it. Either will the principal. And it's a Nebo school district is the school district this is going on. When you saw the news report, what did it say?
Several students protested.
Several students protested.
Several. There, it looked like 50 to me.
Oh, yeah. Probably between, I would say, 30 to 50. Somewhere around there. Yeah, because it kept growing, too.
Yeah.
And so they said several students. See. Now, in the reverse, when there's only a couple of people that are trying to, I don't know, stand for abortion or stand for men to be able to say they can actually have a baby, all of those things, they always say a crowd on the flip side of this.
Right.
When it's an issue that they don't want to cover because news is bought and sold, bought and paid for, okay? They say a couple because they don't want to make it look like anything. So they try to stomp it down and make it not look like something so that it is. So I want to play a clip for you, and I really want you to weigh in on this. This is it. Now, here is a very heroic student out there protesting, knowing she is going to get, knowing she's going to get suspended, and doing it anyway because she's fed up. And my dear friend actually is the one asking the question. So hat tip to Tiffany. Thank you very much for this. Here we go. Here, I'll roll some tape. Here you go.
Kendall, right?
Kendallin.
Kendallin, tell us why you organized this.
So we are getting sprayed with Febreze in the eyes and Axe, and we're getting bitten and barked at, and it's distracting from our learning and being able to feel safe at school.
You guys got that? They're getting bitten, barked at, sprayed in the face with Febreze and Axe. The regular students, not the furries. The regular students. The furries are the ones doing this. They're biting them. They're biting them. Okay, they are barking at them. They're spraying stuff in their eyes, and the principal and the teachers won't do a single thing about it. Yeah.
No, and the Nebo County School District spokesperson Seth Sorensen pushed back, saying no students are coming to school dressed in full body animal costumes. Well, that's a relief.
You mean from head to toe, but they can have all the accessories
on. He said they can't. They come to school wearing headbands that might have ears on them.
Okay, I remember in school, even going clear back, you couldn't wear stuff like that. You couldn't even wear hats in school. It doesn't matter. But if a kid believes they're an animal, then you can wear stuff like this?
Yeah, but he also said that the students who are allegedly doing this did not describe themselves as furries. Well, they described themselves as cats.
Yeah.
That's close enough
You're
for
right.
me.
You're right. That is so true. And I'm sorry, but there's a mental illness going on if your kid's going to school and thinking they're a kitty cat who needs to sit in a little, crate and chew on dog toys. I'm not joking. Yeah. That's what these kids are doing. Here we go.
I'm fed up, and I know everyone else here is probably fed up with the whole animal thing, too. And it's just making it very unsafe. And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school.
Yeah.
They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it that they're doing to you guys? What is it? They're scratching you guys?
Yeah, they scratch us, bark us, bite us, spray us with things, and when we have any altercation,
The teachers
can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, so get fired.
Yeah.
Get fired.
Get fired.
If kids are getting attacked by these furries, by these little kitty cats, then get fired. Stand up. Where's our backbone in America?
Well, that's the sad part.
Jeez.
The teachers know it's wrong, and because they'll get fired for saying something, they let it go on.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
As a
teacher, where do you draw that line? Seth Sorensen said, well, these are pretty young kids. They're like 9 to 13, 14 years
it's
old.
Middle school.
You'll have students that show up dressed as their favorite basketball player. That's just what kids this age do.
Oh, please.
No.
Wow. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise. They're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Mama just killed a mouse.
Sorry.
Ate it all except the head. That's your present.
I had to. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, at your service, Milty. I just have no words for this topic because it's so asinine that you can't imagine that parents are okay with their kids exercising mental illness. If they think they're a cat, they should go be in a home somewhere where they can be monitored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, okay? I also, before we get going and take your calls, I just, 888-673-1450 is the number if you're listening to us live. That number is also on katedalyradio.com. You can give us a call. But I also wanted to mention, please get ready for what's coming at Birch Gold. Birch Gold is fantastic. I can't say enough about them. The emails I'm getting from you are just awesome. And I really appreciate you and your feedback letting me know how great it is to work with them, actually. The last thing that they put out was the unbelievable gold forecast, and it's going up, 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 up. So get gold. They do not see it coming back down if you're waiting for that. And you have to be varied in everything that you've got. So take care of business today, and please text Birch Gold 989898. It's free information. So how can you go wrong, right? Put my name, Kate, in there. Okay, in the message, just K-A-T-E, send it off. They're going to send you some free info. It is so worth it. I just can't even explain to you how worth it is. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate. Hey, I'm from Milton. How are you?
Hi, good. What's on your mind?
Well, regarding the furries, I just wanted to remind everybody who's listening that the real way to basically solve the problem is to take away the money from the school district.
Yes.
Which means that you pull your child out of the school. And it doesn't mean that they don't have to participate or can't participate in school sports, because they can.
Mm-hmm.
But with great curriculum, like what Dr. Pesta has, or what we just talked about with Chrisanne Hall, there are so many amazing curriculums that are available for parents. You take your kid out. The school, the money has to follow the student.
Yep.
So it comes out of the district, their money goes down, their pay for teachers and principals and administrators goes down.
Yep, you're right.
So if you really want to fight back, and I know it's hard and I know not everybody can do it, but please consider developing neighborhood pods for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I mean, there are so many brilliant ex-teachers who just couldn't make it work in the teaching profession, and they love kids and they're so good at what they do.
Yep.
So you just
got to
get together.
You're right. We need to solve this problem. Thank you. Appreciate it. Because you know what? The schools, they're not listening to the parents anyway. And from what I understand, the person that went to the protest, the adult said there were only two other moms and that was it. And so all these kids are out there saying, we're not being listened to. We're getting attacked in the classroom because of this furry crap. And you're letting them do this, these things to us, spray us in our eyes and all these other things. And that's not okay. And there's two parents out there?
Yeah.
Two? Listen to a little bit more from this courageous student leading this protest. Here we go. Middle school, you guys. Not even high school. Middle school. Here we go.
So they're biting and scratching you guys. And so what happens if you do anything back?
We get in trouble. We'll get detention or suspended.
They don't get in trouble.
They don't get any punishment.
Wow.
Why do they not get punishment? What do they tell you? What reasons they give you?
They don't really have reasons. Just because they think all of them have autism, which they don't. There are some that do, and that's fine. They don't know that they're out of middle school or elementary school. But there are some that know what age they are. They know what age they are, they know where they are, they know what they're doing, and they still choose to do it. And safer school where we can just learn and go to school, and that's what it's for.
Yeah, things that they're using to spray you guys with, they don't take them away from you?
No.
They're spraying you with Febreze?
Yeah. Febreze in our faces and Axe body spray in our eyes.
Oh my gosh. That's assault.
And they're attacking
And they don't charge you.
They're full blown attacking people.
What are they doing to you? Like attacking? What do you
mean? And they sit in their chairs like they're animals and they'll chew on like dog toys. They wear collars, ears, tails, fur boots. They don't get in trouble for it. If we wear like crop tops or shorts, we'll get dress coded.
Wow. So, and you guys got threatened suspension, right?
Yeah, for doing this.
What did they
send out an email basically saying, like, it's in their rules that if you do a protest like this, that they will suspend you. And typically it's just the leader, so I'm going to get suspended. But if any of these other kids get suspended, I'm going to fight for that so they don't.
And you're going to talk to the state school board?
When Christy's mom called the school, they completely denied any of this happening.
They have teachers blocking the door so kids can't leave.
Teachers blocking the door so kids can't leave and join the protest. Sounds fair.
You know, the caller said something, and I like the caller. I think in many ways that's correct. But she said, I realize that not everyone can do it. And that's a logical fallacy. Anyone can do it, but they have to decide they're willing to make the sacrifice it will take to do it.
Yeah.
It's not that they can't do it. It's that they don't want to make the sacrifice to do it.
Our problem is that we don't sacrifice for much.
Right.
And we don't even want to be called names on Facebook. So we don't put out the truth on social media because everyone's so afraid of not having friends. I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of people in my life because I'm outspoken. Right? You have too.
No, I've never lost a friend. They were never friends.
So true. And so it's okay with me. I could care less, really and truly. It's like, bye-bye. Who cares?
Yep.
But I know, I understand that what that person's saying is, do people have the fortitude to do that? We need to gain the fortitude to do that. We need to absolutely step in now. It's enough coddling. We're done coddling. Get out there and take a stand. We're not doing enough. Obviously, right? Hi, caller. You got about a minute. Go for it.
I was a student at the Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind, and we used to pick on a nighttime supervisor. I'm not going to mention his name. And we would slam doors, and we'd do all kinds of things. And the worst thing they did is say, Dan, what are you doing today? Nothing. Good. You're on cottage restriction. Why? Well, because you were yelling at the supervisor. You were hiding in your closet at night or whatever. And finally, we just went all out one night, me and a few roommates, and my roommate would bang himself up against the bathroom wall and yell and scream, and the nighttime supervisor said, I'll give you some warm milk, it'll help you go to sleep. Mind you, we're 14, I was 15, 16, not two.
Okay.
And then the next day, the evening supervisor made us put our stereos away and all that. And I thought, well, geez, if they would have done this from the very beginning, it wouldn't have gotten this bad.
Right. And they're not doing one thing. So the kids keep ratcheting it up. Like you heard the student, they're chewing on dog toys. They brought Febreze to spray because that's what they said that people spray for animal smell. And spraying it in people's eyes and doing all of these things, scratching and biting students. And the teachers won't do a thing. And you're right. Had they stepped in to do something, we wouldn't be in this mess. And the fact is if your kid's doing this out there, they should be in a mental institution. Let's go ahead and put them in.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. Oh, it's just infuriating. Thank you so much. It's just, it is so infuriating that parents aren't kicking it in. Why are they not at the protest?
The parents are more concerned about what someone will think of them than what they think of their children.
Good on the kids.
Instead of helping their children, they're concerned to cover it up so that they don't get disparaged for what their children are doing.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, we saw parents be sentenced to prison for what their child did.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. About as much sense as letting a little kid know they can be a kitty cat and sit in the corner in a little bed. Come on. Is that really where we're at? Teachers and principals don't have any more gumption than this. They don't have any fight in them whatsoever. Come on. I don't believe it. You want to go and teach kids and you need to stand up for this stuff. And I don't care if you get fired, get fired. I've been fired. It's not that big of a deal. I promise you, you'll live. Be right back. But at least you'll stand for something. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. All right. So happy that you are joining us today. Yeah, I'm angry. It's just too much. I swear to you. It's too much. I can't believe that we're in a situation where students actually have to protest getting assaulted by kids who think they're kitty cats. In school, I'm blown away. Also, can I just mention something really fast? I had a listener contact me and say, hey, thanks for the recommendation about Done With Debt. I just talked to a representative and I believe they will be able to help me out. I really got myself into a pickle during the whole COVID scam. The economy hasn't helped either. And I don't trust many people, but I trust you and your recommendations. Thanks again, Kate. And I said, yeah, you're going to love them. They're awesome. They're incredible, actually. And then he said this. He said, yes, I was very hesitant in the world we live in, but they were very helpful in walking me through things. So thanks again, Kate. I am telling you, donewithdebt.com is amazing. They're so good at what they do. Let them help you. And I know everyone got in a pickle during that time. Okay? Everyone, including me. I mean, everybody was like, what are we going to do? And this is insane. And so if you're still reeling from that, or you're just reeling from inflation, if you're using your credit cards, and I get it, because that's what you've got at your disposal, but get on top of it and get lower interest rates and get on top of that debt. And they are so helpful in helping to wipe out debt, helping to control that debt, and helping you understand what you can do, because there are things you can do. But the credit card companies don't want you to know that. Donewithdebt.com. Done, like you're just done with debt.com. I promise you they're going to help you. So to the listener, you're welcome, because they are that good. I wouldn't talk about them if they weren't. So let me play this clip from a mom. She's actually a good friend of mine, and she was the one that went and visited that protest. By the way, it's getting national attention. That's why we're bringing it up too. It's like, this is going viral. These kids they're so fed up. They're now having to protest and risk suspension because the adults in the room won't do anything about it. Can you even imagine that? So here's a mom also voicing about the bathroom thing. Here we go. Here's Tiffany.
So I think one of the most heartbreaking things that I saw today was this boy asked Adam, who was down there filming, and the boy said, you're an adult. He said, would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter? And Adam said, no, I wouldn't like that. And the boy said, okay, every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, yeah, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom. And the boy said, then why is it allowed?
Great question.
Why is it happening? Like, why are we allowing these opposite gender kids, biological boys, in the bathroom with our daughters of any age? Men, grown men. I mean, this is the most
niceness,
asinine, common sense thing that I can think of that is absolutely, you would not let a boy in the bathroom with a girl.
Yeah, and it's delusional. You don't aid delusion. Here we go. This is an important thing that she says right here.
So this poor boy is basically begging, where are the adults? Where are the grown-ups that are supposed to protect us and let us be children and not have to fight these battles? These kids are out protesting. Their parents aren't with them. There was like two moms that I saw telling the kids they can no longer film anything. They can't film furries. They can't film fights. They can't film anything. They can't film teachers. I mean, that's their insurance. That's how they can expose this kind of crap. Do you know how many things have been exposed because kids have cell phones in school?
Yeah, she's right. They're not allowed to because the school doesn't want to be embarrassed for being total jackasses. They don't want to be embarrassed for that. So they're allowing this stuff to happen and then telling the kids they can't have any proof that it's happening.
This is actually the evidence that proves we live under tyranny.
Yep.
People are so afraid of the government that they will allow their children to be abused in school because the government says they have to do it.
Yep. She was right when the boy says, if I'm asking you away from that school, that do you want boys and girls bathrooms? Is this okay with you? And your answer is always going to be, no, this is not okay. Then where are the adults? Why are they not standing up for this? Why are you not seeing teachers protest? Why are you not seeing principals take a stand? I'm sorry, but some of the weakest people I've ever met are principals. Yeah. They will not stand for anything because they don't want to upend the school district, because usually they're vying for a position that's higher than principal, and so they don't want to put themselves out there. This is our problem in America. This is our problem, is that we don't have the backbone, character, and fortitude anymore. We are losing it. Do you want to know, we could go on and on and on this show about who the enemy is. And there's lots of shows out there. And all you're going to hear today on the news is those Democrats. Look, I can't stand a Democrat because I just think they're just dumb. Okay. They don't understand anything about true government or the Constitution. I know I'm being mean, but I don't really care. Okay. They don't get it. But you know what? It's not the Democrats that are doing all of this stuff to us. We are stepping in the ring, right? People are stepping in the ring to make this kind of stuff happen with their silence, with the character they don't possess. They're not doing anything about any of this. That's the real culprit that's taking this country down. You can go and blame Democrats, and I swear to you, conservative talk show hosts want you to. They want you to. They want to say it's always the Democrats. No, it's not. It's your own side.
Yep.
It's the people in the community that are aiding and abetting this. It's not always the Democrats. That's a lie. It's a lie you're told because you're not getting enough truth. It's us. It's the people. And I'm sick of it. You should be sick of it too.
When a school principal tells you, well, there's nothing we can do about this, you should look them right in the eye and say, you're a liar.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
You're a wussbag liar. That's what you are. Yeah. You're right. They did it with Common Core. They all knelt to the Common Core God.
Yep.
Okay? Because they don't want to lose their precious job. That is our problem in America. No one wants to lose anything. No one will sacrifice to get this back.
And in the end, if we don't put an end to this, we're going to lose everything.
Yep. You're going to lose it anyway.
Yep.
Because of your silence out there. We should see teachers protesting this garbage and protesting Common Core still and protesting all this furry nonsense and the boys and girls bathrooms. We should be protesting this daily. You should see huge volumes of adults. Are you an actual adult? Get out there and protest. If you're a teacher and a principal, get your butt out there. Show the kids what it looks like, what America looks like when you do this.
And if you think you'll be punished for protesting, they haven't punished any of these Palestinian people for their protests. Why are you afraid?
Yep. I'm tired, too. I'm as tired as those middle school kids. And we're the ones that are responsible for this country. It's you and I. And as long as we tattle on each other and act like morons to each other, and as long as we stay silent, and as long as we allow all this garbage, blame yourself when our country's going down in tubes. Blame yourself. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.